I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 29th. Until about 30 years ago, Jupiter was the king of the planets, bigger and heavier than any other known planet. Today, it's not even in the top 500. It's still the giant of our own solar system. It's more massive than all the other planets and moons combined. But hundreds of planets in other star systems outrank it. The total number of confirmed exoplanets is up to about 6,000. They range from chunks of rock about as massive as the moon to superplanets up to about 80 times Jupiter's mass. Such giants are much easier to find than smaller worlds. Astronomers find most exoplanets in a couple of ways. One is to watch as a star fades a bit as a planet passes in front of it. Larger planets block more starlight, producing a bigger dip. The other way is to measure a tiny shift in a star's light caused by the gravitational pull of an orbiting planet. Heavier planets exert a stronger pull, making them easier to find. Many of the super-Jupiters are especially close to their parent stars, so these are the easiest planets to find. Over the years, though, the list of such planets in more distant orbits has grown as well, bumping Jupiter farther from his throne as king of the planets. Jupiter is still a giant presence in our sky. It looks like a brilliant star, and it's close to the moon the next couple of nights. To the upper left of the moon tonight, and a little closer below the moon tomorrow night. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.